think they were kind of like the first excursion and their first taste of, you know, of what was coming. Because there was something that, on the one hand, they were Christian, but on the other hand, there was something different about them, you know, that you couldn't quite figure out. But coming back to this. Okay, so where this has gone in the church is they've created a leadership cult. They've applied the Führer Prinzip, this idea of a vision casting leader, not for a nation, but for an individual community. And that's what the seeker-driven leader is, rather than pastor. And like I said, they don't put up with any form of democracy. Okay, one of the things that all these seeker-driven churches have in common, there's no voting board of elders. They don't have voters assemblies or voters meetings or parliamentary procedures and Robert's rules of order or anything like that. All of that is considered to be the thing that gets in the way of the church taking action and doing something. Instead, what they need is a vision casting leader. And so what happens is that they train their church planters, you know, here's the idea. You need to make yourself worthy to receive a vision from God. Okay. And I would point you to, you know, the book Transitioning by Dan Sutherland and his lectures on this. Pastor needs to make himself worthy to receive a vision from God. God has a vision, a perfect concept of what he wants to do in an individual community, okay, in an individual setting, you know, at a particular locale. And that the pastor then, by prayer and fasting, shows that he's worthy to receive from God this vision. And then when he receives the vision, God will enlighten him mystically with the perfect thing that community is supposed to do, this church community. And then his job is to assemble to himself a leadership team. These are hand-picked people, okay, not voted on in an assembly. These are people he picks, and he casts the vision. So in the Führer Prinzip, there's two things that happen kind of simultaneously. All of the authority is at the top, right? There's two things that happen simultaneously. All of the authority is at the top in the vision casting leader, and rather than the mystical general will being the thing that's going on now, it's change. It's not some mystical general will. It's the mystical vision that God has given to the leader. So it's prophetic. But all of the responsibility goes from the bottom up. Okay, so everybody down in the lower echelons of that community, they have a responsibility from God to make the vision happen. The job of the leader is to receive the vision and cast the vision, and then moving down, it's everybody's responsibility from the bottom up to make that vision happen. And so that's kind of the Führer Prinzip in a nutshell, but that's exactly the leadership model that's being employed in the seeker-driven churches. The pastor is, and you have to put this in quotes, he's a leader. This is the reason why, if you were just, I mean, serious, go out on the internet and look for church leadership. Google it. And what you'll see over and again are conferences, you know, like coming out of our ears. You know, this church leadership conference, this church leadership conference, this church leadership. It's all about leadership, 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 leadership. Well, there's a reason why. It's because they're looking for vision casting leaders who will take action, who will do something. You know, not some people who have their hands tied by parliamentary, you know, democratic, you know, rules in their government, in the church government. No. Leaders who are going out there and taking the world by storm, who are making a difference, changing the world. And so, you'll see that these leadership conferences are an important part of the kind of the internal messaging that goes on in the whole seeker-driven movement. And you can almost think of it as it's a network of different leaders. And there's very socially, there's a strata to it. You know, I kind of liken, you know, like Rick Warren is like the commander-in-chief. Bill Hybels would be close to him, although he's not nearly as vocal. And then you've got generals and colonels and lieutenants and people like that. And then you got younger guys who are being coached by the higher ups so that they can eventually ascend, in the overall leadership structure. But what they do is it crosses every denomination or every non-denom, because there's so many churches that are non-denominational. And what it does functionally, for instance, I'm a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. What it does functionally in our synod is it creates a very weird scenario whereby Rick Warren is an unelected and unimpeachable district president within the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, because he has so many guys within the Missouri Synod who listen to him, who get their orders directly from them. They would never go to their own district president for advice or anything like that. In fact, they know very little, or they communicate very little with the person who is officially over them within the Missouri Synod. Instead, they look to Rick Warren and his guys, you know, for their marching orders and the things they do. So it in a sense, it hijacks its existing organizational structures and denominationally, and makes it so that Rick Warren wields a lot of power within denominations that he's not even a member of, you know, which is actually kind of fascinating, which is a weird thing. But the Führer Prinzip, though, coming back to this, the Führer Prinzip is that you got the vision casting leader. He's received a vision now from God. They've replaced the general will with this vision, and all the authority is at the top, all of the responsibilities at the bottom, and works its way that way. And it completely flips everything church paradigm-wise. And so one of the critiques often of the seeker-driven pastors is they don't seem like pastors, they don't feel like pastors. They have the bedside manner of Attila the Hun. You know, I think, you know, Perry Noble, one, you know, answering critics from the stage, basically saying, you know, you don't come and visit us in church, you know, in the hospital. He said, oh, you don't want me to come visit you, because if I come visit you in the hospital, it's bad. It's bad. That means the guy behind me has the bag that you're leaving the room in. You know, it's weird. So rather than feeding Christ's sheep, caring for them, tending them, no, you have very little interaction at all with a vision casting leader. I mean, he doesn't know your name. But oftentimes they know whether or not you're tithing, because they have computer programs that they're selling to all of these churches, so they, you know, they can pull up your tithing record on their cell phone. But the guy wouldn't know your name otherwise, you know. So it's a weird distortion, and you know, again, it has nothing to do with the biblical model of shepherd, which is one that requires you to know your sheep, to care for your sheep, to you know, to bind up their wounds, to protect them from wolves and things like that. Not at all. You know, you're pretty much on your own. And don't go to church expecting them to feed you God's word, because that would require them to go into doctrine and dogma and things like that. No. You have to learn how to be a self-feeder. You're on your own when it comes to that.
Fascinating. Do you want to go into Drucker?
Yeah. We can do that. I wonder if I want to do that apart from some quotes, though.
Yeah, bring up some quotes.
Yeah, there's a reason why I want to bring up some quotes of his.
And if you want to review some of the other things and fill in some quotes.
Give me a minute.